Jason and David with the Green Goblin Money Podcast.
So,
and today we will be talking about poverty and income distribution inequality. Basically, the richer way. Richer.
Yeah. Just to give like the big numbers on that, the top 1% holds more wealth than the bottom 90%, which is insane.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was the bottom 50.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but after doing some research, it said the top 1% holds more than the bottom 90%.
Top 10% holds more than the top...
No, top 1%.
In the bottom 90?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of reasons for this. Like, CEOs, they make way too much money compared to their workers who are making the very bare minimum. And with little health benefits, while CEOs get every benefit the company can offer. And a lot of this is due to bad jobs, which are just jobs that aren't very high paying. They don't give any health benefits, but you have to work them if you are in that situation because you need to put food on the table.
Like me?
Yeah. Yeah. Jason? Yeah, I mean, the $15 minimum wage is like something that needs to happen, but I don't think it, for at least the big companies. Another reason, the decline of organized labor. Unions just aren't as big as they used to be, and they're continuously declining, and there's not as many people out there fighting for these rights.
Yeah, like with Walmart, we don't have a union, you know? Yeah,
neither do we at Hy-Vee.
But Smithfield. Yeah. Smithfield has a union, and like, yeah. I was talking to somebody who works there, you know, I'm pretty sure it's running out on Tuesday.
Well, not the union, but their contract with
their
the
contract
union.
Their contract with the union, yeah. And they're going to like, they're going to have to renegotiate.
Yeah.
It could lead to some higher wages.
My dad works there. Another big thing is tax cuts for the rich. This hurts the government's ability to pay for programs. Also, the old trickle-down economics theory, which works in theory, but not
only
on paper.
In theory.
Yeah. A good example of this, SpongeBob. If you give Mr. Krabs a tax cut, he's probably not going to give SpongeBob or Squidward more money. Like, there's literally episodes where SpongeBob gets paid in, like, fake money. So, it's probably not going to do anything.
What they tried with the Great Depression, huh?
Yeah, they tried before the Great Depression. Yeah. That's what they were doing before the Great Depression, and that was also Reaganomics. And all this can lead to stress and anxiety in the society we built. It's very based on status and money, and when you are consistently working all these situations and you have so much income inequality, it leads to stress and a very bad thing for mental health. All this obviously needs actions. The government needs to do something, and I believe you have something on that.
Yeah, what the government has done in the past is they've taxed people, you know, taxed the rich a lot more.
Yeah.
In order to provide social services such as Medicare and Medicaid, as well as welfare programs, you know, yeah, such as food stamps. Tax credits for donations, it does incentivize people to donate. Yeah. However, like, I feel like it's too much, you know.
I can see where you're coming from. I believe that the tax credits for donations are perfectly fine.
Do you think that's perfectly fine?
The tax credits for donations, yes.
Such as Tony Stark donating, what, paintings to the Boy Scouts, he should get tax credit for that.
And if the Boy Scouts want those paintings and they're going to use them, then there should be maybe not like a huge tax credit, but it should depend on like the type of donation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But all this still, there's still a lot of work to be done on this because obviously income inequality still exists and these are actions the government's taken. So what further actions can the government take?
Well, they can increase the minimum wage, and ultimately the goal with this is to take money from big corporations such, yeah, as, you know, like Walmart, McDonald's, those big ones, and give it to the employees. However, I don't think that's a good plan because like small businesses, there's no way they're going to be able to afford that.
Yeah.
And it'll just drive them out and they won't be able to have their small business.
Yeah.
They can also do a universal basic income, which could help lead a lot of people out of poverty. However, I mean, they're giving money to people who don't need it. And overall, I think that's just too much money to be throwing around and it's not worth it.
Yeah.
They can invest more in education, which will lead to people, I think this is a good option because it could lead to people getting better jobs. You know, there's, yeah, more opportunities for them. They're more trained. can get an overall, get a better
education is a very important thing when getting a better paying job. So yeah, that would be great. But you sound like you still have one more option that you like a lot.
Yeah, I think the best option is progressive taxes. And this is what the government has been doing. However, you know,
tax cuts for the rich.
Yeah, take it more. Because the money for them has to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
And taking money from the people who benefit off of the poor's labor is probably the best option.
Yeah. So I like all the, I do believe all of these would help, but I think the one I like the most, I agree with you, is the progressive taxes. And just you putting that money into programs that would help the poor and help handle income and be income distribution, basically. But overall, that's practically everything we have to say on the issues. This has been the Green Goblin
Money Podcast.
Green Goblin Money Podcast. This is David.
Over poverty and income distribution equality.
Yep.
It's been David and Jason.
See ya next time.